Perek Vav Mishneh Tes. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma lived in the generation of Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, and he was from the Gedolei Hador, and he was Marbitz Torah in Kisrin in the north of Eretz Yisrael. Said Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, one of the most famous stories in all of Shas. Pam achas hayisi mahalach baderech. I was once walking along the way. Upoga bi adam echad. And one man met me. V'nosan li shalom, and he gave me peace. He said shalom aleichem to me. V'chzartu li shalom, and I said shalom back to him. Omar li, he said to me, Rebbe, me'ez makamata, from where are you? Amarti loy, I answered him, me'ir gedoyle shel chachamim v'shel soifermani. I am from a large metropolis of great talmidei chachamim and scribes. Omar li, he said to me, Rebbe, would you like to live in our city, in our place, and become our Rebbe, our rabbi, our teacher? I will give you thousands of golden dinorim, vavanim toivis, and precious stones of margolius and pearls. In other words, I'll give you whatever you want. Just move to our city. And obviously his city was not a Torah metropolis as the city from where Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma came from. Amar Tiloi, said Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, in this moment of temptation, Bini, my son, im atonoisen li kol kesev azov avonim tovis margol shabroilim, if you were to give me all the gold and silver and precious stones and pearls in the entire universe, Eini dor elabim koim Torah, I will only dwell in a place, an established city of Torah. Lefi, because Shebishas Pithiras Shalom, when a person leaves this world, Ein Melavin Loi, Lo Adam, Loi Kesev, Loi Zov, Loi Avonim, Torah, Margolius. What accompanies a person is not the silver and gold and precious stones and pearls that he has amassed. Ella, Torah, Umaisim, Tovim, Bavad. The only thing that accompanies him to the next world is the Torah that he has learned and the good actions that he has performed. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Vav, Chavbeis, we're familiar with this Pasuk. It is said at the end of every Siyam, Behisalecha, when you walk, Tancha, Isach, the Torah will lead you. Behishachbecha, when you're lying down, Tishmor Lecha, the Torah will guard you. Vakitsoiso, and when you awake, he Sisichecha, it will speak on your behalf. And now the mission explains. Bisalechecha tancha yisach boilam hazeh. When you're walking, it will lead you. Make sure that you do not do anything wrong and don't endanger yourself. Lead a Torah way of life. That will be in olam hazeh, in this world. Bishachbecha tishmor alecha. When you lie down, it will guard over you. Bakever, in the grave, it will be a guard, a shield. It will protect you from rima v'seleia, from worms. And in fact, there are many stories of great tzaddikim, such as the Vilna Gaon, where his grave was opened up, and it was found that the body of the great Gaon of Vilna was whole, and the Torah that he had learned so well during his entire life protected him from rima v'soleya. And finally, the pasuk says, "Vakitzoy." So when you wake up, he sisi checha. It is your speech that refers la'olam haba. It will be as if the Torah is speaking to you and sharing with you all the secrets of the entire Torah, because you learned Torah so much during your lifetime, you'll merit that the Torah will open up to you all its secrets in the world to come. V'chein kosev b'sefer Tilim ayidei David melech Yisrael, we find the pasuk in Tilim kuf yutes pasuk ayin beis, toiv li toiras picha me'alfei zov v'chesev. David HaMelech, who knew the value of gold and silver, being a king, David HaMelech was able to say, it is better for me the Torah of Hashem than thousands of coins of gold and silver. V'yoymer. And we find a pasuk in Chagai, Perek Beis, pasuk Ches, Liyah Kesev, Liyah Zov, Amar Hashem Tzvach, as Hashem says, ultimately all gold and silver belongs to me. And Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was saying, that if Hashem wants to give me the gold and silver, I can remain in the city that I am, and I'll still get it from Hashem anyway. There is no enticement from you to me that will make me move from a Makom Torah that I'm in now. And I have heard a pshat. I would like to say B'Shem Amrei. Unfortunately, I don't remember which sefer said this. And at the beginning of the Mishnah, there are several questions. One of them is asked by the Medrash Shmuel, and that is, why did Rabbi Yisrael and Kisma not follow what the great tzaddikim did, which is namely Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai? We find the Gemara in Brachos of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. May Oilam, there was never a person that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai did not give shalom, even to a goy in the marketplace. He would be the first one to say peace unto you. So here, why did Rabbi Yisrael and Kisma wait until Nasan li shalom, he gave me peace, and then vechzarti li shalom, I gave him back? Why didn't the Rabbi Yisrael Kisma take the initiative of giving shalom aleichem first? So this question the Medrash Shmuel answers and says that that's why the Mishnah says pogabi adam echad. It doesn't say upogati b'adam echad. It's not that I met someone, he met me. In other words, I wasn't even aware that maybe Rabbi Yisrael Kisma was thinking and learning. He was oblivious to his surroundings. He didn't notice the person coming over to him. So he didn't have a chance to be the first one to say shalom. So the other one who reached him was the first one to say shalom. So answers the Medrash Shmuel. But we would like to offer, in the name of this anonymous sefer, a different answer to this question. But this sefer asks three more simple questions. Number one, why was this whole hagdama necessary? Why didn't Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma say, pam achas pog, Pogabi Adam Echad, and Vomarli, and he said, from where are you? Why does it say he gave me shalom? I answered back shalom. This is a very unusual introduction to this whole story by telling that the man gave him shalom. So that's the second question. Why is this introduction necessary? A third question is, why does it say Hayisi Mahalach Baderech? I was going in the way. Who cares where you've met this person? And the fourth question, why does the Mishnah say, Upogabi Adam Echad, one man met me? Why doesn't it just say, Upogabi Adam, a man met me? So to answer all these four questions, the Sefer says as follows. We know that the Minhag Olam is that when two people meet each other, one says to the other, Shalom Aleichem, and the other one responds, Aleichem Shalom. So the question is, why don't they both say either Shalom Aleichem, or let them both say Aleichem Shalom? There are two reasons given for this custom. One reason is that the Gemara tells us, Ein Adam Yodei Ito, a person doesn't know his time when he is to leave this world. And Shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person who's answering, if he were to say Shalom back to the one who said Shalom first, he might die after saying the word Shalom, and he'll say Hashem's name in vain. And therefore, he should say Aleichem Shalom. So if he dies after the word Aleichem, he hasn't said Hashem's name in vain. We say this. We find the same thing by a Korban. A person should say Korban Lashem, and he should not say Lashem Korban, because he might die after the word Lashem, and then he will be saying Hashem's name in vain. Now the question is, if so why doesn't the one who is giving the Shalom also have to say Aleichem Shalom? Both should say Aleichem Shalom. The answer is because the Gemara tells us that Kol Hamagdim Shalom L'Chaveri Marichin L'Yom V'Shnoisav, whoever is first to give Shalom to the other, he's going to have a long life. If he's going to have a long life, then the one who gave Shalom first, we don't have to worry that he's going to drop dead right after he says the word Shalom. He has an insurance policy. He has a protection. He's certainly going to live through saying Shalom Aleichem. He's going to live a long life. So therefore, he can say Shalom Aleichem. The other one who's answering doesn't have that protection because he's the one who's answering. And therefore, since he might die after saying the word Shalom, he should say Aleichem Shalom. A second reason that is given is that the whole reason is because of Maris HaAyin. If both people would say Shalom Aleichem, So let's say you have Reuven giving Shalom to Shimon, Shimon answering back, he would say the same thing, Shalom Aleichem. And Levi happens to walk by at that moment. And he hears Shimon saying to Reuven, answering back to Reuven, Shalom Aleichem. But he doesn't know that Reuven preceded that by saying Shalom Aleichem. He thinks that Shimon is initiating the Shalom Aleichem to Reuven. And he doesn't see Reuven answering back Shalom Aleichem. So he'll be choshed that Reuven is not responding. That Shimon started, initiated, and said Shalom Aleichem, and Reuven didn't respond. And the Gemara says that if the Gemara in Brachas, the Vav Amud Beis, says that if I give you Shalom and you don't answer, then that's gzeilus ani. That's like stealing from a poor person. A poor person, how do you steal from him? He has nothing to steal. He has something to steal. If he gives you Shalom and you don't respond, that's stealing from a poor person. So therefore, in order to avoid this suspicion of Levi, that he shouldn't think that Reuven is not answering Shimon, therefore Shimon always has to answer Reuven saying Aleichem Shalom. So if Levi comes by just at the moment that Shimon is saying Aleichem Shalom, he'll know that that Aleichem Shalom was preceded by Reuven, who said Shalom Aleichem to Shimon. And then Shimon answered Aleichem Shalom. And then he won't suspect that Reuven is not answering Shimon, because he'll know with this system of Shalom Aleichem and then Aleichem Shalom that Reuven had said Shalom Aleichem, which he didn't hear. And what he did hear is Shimon responding Aleichem Shalom. There's no Mar sign. What is the difference between these two reasons? The difference will be where there is no case of Mar sign. Let's say you are in a place where there's no one around. There's just Reuven and Shimon. We check all around and we see there's no Levi. So then, according to the reason that the person may die after saying the word Shalom, that would still apply. That doesn't make a difference if there are people around or they're not around. And therefore, according to that, the system has to remain Shalom Aleichem and Aleichem Shalom. However, if the reason is because of Mar Sa'ayin, that Levi will think that Reuven is not responding to Shimon, if there is no Levi, then technically both of them could say Shalom Aleichem to each other. We're not worried that someone will hear Shimon saying Shalom Aleichem and think that Reuven is not responding. There's no one around. So that is the case here. Let's go through the mission again and we'll see the answer to all the questions. Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Pam achas ha'isim ha'alach baderech. I was once going on the way and there was nobody around. It was on the road. Upoga bi adam echad. And that person only had one person with him. So it's me and him. That's why it says Baderech, and that's why it says Adam Echad. And if I would have given Shalom first, he would have given Aleichem Shalom back. But Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma wanted to teach this halacha. So therefore, although usually he would give Shalom Aleichem, in this instance, he wanted to teach a halacha that if there's only two people there, Reuven and Shimon, both of them can say Shalom Aleichem to each other because we're not worried about Mar Sa'ayin of Levi thinking that Reuven is not answering Shimon. So therefore he waited. V'nasan li Shalom. He gave me Shalom. V'herzarti loy Shalom. I gave him back not Aleichem Shalom. I gave him back Shalom Aleichem to teach a halacha that in this instance you're allowed, both of you are allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. It's not necessary for Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma to respond with Aleichem Shalom. He can say Shalom Aleichem because there's no Mar Sa'ayin. This is the pshat of this anonymous sefer that answered these four questions. And with this, we have another answer to the Medrash Shmuel's question, why didn't Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma offer Shalom first? The answer is he was waiting for the other person so that he could teach us this halacha that in this instance, both can give Shalom Aleichem. There are various other issues in this Mishnah. One of them, which we don't have an answer for at this time. If anyone has a good answer, please email it to grossman@ou.org. And the question is, if Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was offered anything he wants, millions, billions of dollars, he could have established a Torah city that could have been the greatest Torah city in the world. He could have created it. In that city, which where he was being offered billions and billions of dollars, he could have made a city of Chachamim. Why didn't he take up the offer and create the largest Torah city in the world in that place where the person wanted him to move to? This is a question which Tzorich Iyun, we have to investigate further. One simple answer that we could answer is Ein Sofik Maitzim Dei Vadai. When you're in doubt, that does not trump something that you know for certain. He knew for certain that he was in a Makom Torah. With all the billions of dollars in the world, one cannot guarantee the success of creating another Makom Torah, and therefore he didn't want to take any chances, and therefore he remained in the Makom Torah that he knew was an established Makom Torah. Perek Vav Mishneh Yud. Chamisha Kinyanim Kana Kadosh Baruch Hu Bo'olamei. Hashem acquired five things in his world. And if he acquired them, if he made a kinyan in them, it shows us how chashuv, how important they are. And these five items that the Mishnah will now enumerate, man, Klal Yisrael, has a hand in them. He uses them. However, ultimately, they are acquired. They are kona to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chamisha kinyanim kona HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'olam ve'elohen. And these are they. Torah kinyan echad. The first kinyan is Torah. Shemaim v'aretz, heaven and earth, kinyan echad. That's a second kinyan of Hashem. Avraham, kinyan echad. He's a third kinyan. Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, kinyan echad. That's a fourth one. And Beis HaMikdash, kinyan echad. The fifth one is Beis HaMikdash. And now we will bring a pasuk to show that Hashem has a kinyan in all of these five items. Torah kinyan echad minayin. Dechsev, the pasuk emishle, perches, pasuk chav beis, states, Hashem konani reishis darkoi. That Hashem has acquired me, referring to the Torah, at the beginning of his way, kedem mifalov mi'oz, before his works in olden times. And we find in Avos Rav Nosson Perek Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer ben Oish, Rabbi Yosef Lili Oimer, Teisha Meis v'shivim v'arboa doiris kaidim shenivra oilam, hoisa ha-tarek suva u'meneches b'cheku shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 974 generations before the world was created, the Torah was written and it was lying in the Lahavdil, the bosom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'oimera shira imalach yasharis, and the Torah was singing shira with the angels. And then there were the 26 generations from Adam until Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is when, after 1,000 generations, that is when the Torah was given. So our pasuk from Mishle is telling us this, that Hashem has acquired that Torah before he even created the world. Continues the Mishnah, Shemayim vo'aretz kinyan echad minayin. How do we know that heaven and earth are also a second kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar? The pasuk states in Yeshaya, Perek Samach Vav, pasuk Alf, which we read on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Koy Amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi, the heaven is my throne, Vo'aretz Hadoim Ragloi, and the earth is my footstool. Eza Bais Hashativinli, what house will you build for me? And the Eza Makom Menuchasi, and where is the place of my rest? And what the pasuk here is trying to say is that if Hashem chose heaven and earth to be the seat and the footstool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that proves that they're considered an important kinyan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'oimer, and another pasuk in Tillim, Per Kuf Dalet, pasuk Chof Dalet, states concerning Shemaim V'oretz, Morabu Ma'asecho Hashem, how abundant are your works, Hashem. Kula M'chochma Asisi, you've done all of them with great wisdom. Molo Ha'oretz Kinyan Necha, the earth is full of your possessions. And the Medrash Shmuel explains that this means that not that the earth is full of your possessions, but rather the earth, which is Kinyan Necha. This shows us that the earth is acquired by Hashem. The earth, which is your Kinyan, has in it Mola, it has full of things that you have done with your wisdom. And if earth is a Kinyan, then Kal V'chomer Shemayim. That's how we're proving from this pasuk that heaven and earth are another acquisition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Mishnah. Avram kinyan echad, minayin. How do we know that Avram is one of the kinyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Dichsiv, the pasuk states in Bereishis, Yudalid Yutes, Vayivarcheyu, and he blessed him, Vayoymar, and he said, Baruch Avram lekel elyon, blessed is Avram to Hashem on high, Koine Shamayim v'oretz, who acquired heaven and earth. And the simple reading of the pasuk would seem to indicate that Hashem is Koine Shamayim v'oretz, but the Medrash Shmuel explains that our mission is understanding this pasuk in a different way. That this pasuk is telling us the praise of Avram, that because of Avram, heaven and earth were created, as we find in the Medrash Rabbah. Eila tolus Hashemayim v'oretz behi borom. The pasuk states in Bereishis Beis Dalet. So Chazal say, Al tikra behi borom ela be'Avraham. In other words, if you switch the hay and the aleph around, the aleph taking the place of the hay and the hay taking the place of the aleph, instead of the word behi borom, you have the word be'Avraham. In other words, the world was created because of Avram. So he's the Koine Shemayim V'oretz. So when it says in the Pasuk Koine Shemayim V'oretz, it's not going on Kael Elyon, but it's going on Baruch Avram, who has a kinyan in heaven and earth because the world was created for Avram. And since the heaven and earth, like we've seen in the other psukim, are the kinyan of Hashem, so certainly Avram, who because of Avram, the heaven and earth were created, and he was the cause of the heaven and earth coming into existence because of Avram, so certainly that Avram himself is a acquisition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Mishnah, Yisrael kinyan echmanayin. How do we know that Klal Yisrael is another acquisition of Hashem? Dichsev, because the Pasuk states in Shmois, Tezvav, Tezayin, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, until your nation Hashem passes through, Ad Yavar Amzukanisa, until this nation that you acquired passes through. So we see clearly that Klal Yisrael is called a kinyan of Hashem, V'yoymer, and there's a Pasuk in Tillim, Perek, Tezayin, Pasuk, Gimel, L'kedoshim asher b'oretz hema. But for the kedoshim, the holy ones who are in the earth, v'adirei, and for the mighty, kol cheftzi bom, all my desires are due to them. In other words, this pasuk is telling us that even at a time when Klal Yisrael are not tzaddikim gemurim, they're still considered a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because of their righteousness, because unfortunately they've gone off the path, but because of the schus of their Aves HaKadoshim, who are buried in the land. And the mighty ones, that's why Hashem desires us. That's what the Pasuk is saying in Tillim. Do you know why Hashem desire you, even when you've sinned and gone away from me? Because of L'kadoshim, Asher Baruch Hu, because of the holy ones that are in the earth, and the mighty ones, the Adirei, that's why Kol Chafzi Bom. So here we see that Hashem, even though we've sinned, has not abandoned us, but B'schus Avos, he still desires Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is still considered a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Mishnah, the fifth kinyan of Hashem, Beis HaMikdash Kinyan Echad Minayin. How do we know that that is one of the five kinyanim? Shenemar, the pasuk says in Shmois, Tezayin Yudzayin, Migdash Hashem Koinenu Yadecha, the holy Beis HaMikdash, which you Hashem have made with your hands. V'Omer, and the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ein Ches Nadalid, V'Vyem, Al Gvul Kotcha, Hashem brought Klal Yisrael to the border, the holy border, Har Zed, this mountain, Konsa Yeminoi, which his right hand has acquired. And the Mechilta tells us that the Beis HaMikdash is precious in the eyes of Hashem because Kaviyachal Hashem built the Beis HaMikdash with two hands. The world was only created with one hand, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Mem Ches Yud Gimel. Af Yodi Yazda Oretz Vimini Tavcha Shemayim. Hashem only used one hand in the creation of both heaven and earth, because the world is being created al pi teva, by nature. But the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem deals with us there through Nisim, as we've learned before, a Mishnah in the fifth Perek, that ten nisim happened to Klal Yisrael in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's l'mayla miderech hateva. The Sefer Emuna Shmuel explains that's the raya from the pasuk. If Shamayim and Oretz are considered a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Beis Hamikdash, that is Migdash Hashem koinenu yadecha, which your two hands made, because you were creating a place of nisim, l'mayla miderech hateva. So if Shamayim v'Oretz, which you made in one hand, is a kinyan of Hashem, as we've learned before, Kal v'chomer is certainly the Beis HaMikdash, which was made with two hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second pasuk that is brought for the Beis HaMikdash, v'yivyeim al gvul kotshe harzeh konsi yaminoi, that is teaching us that even when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, still the Hara Maria, it's not just a destroyed, desolate mountain, but even then it's still considered konsa yaminoi, it is the kinyan of the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It remains Hashem's acquisition.